Welcome to issue 11 of your news, Summer 2025. Front cover. Image: Tenant Emerick is stood smiling in his garden. He is wearing personal protective clothing, a hard hat, goggles, a high visibility vest. He is wearing a grey jumper and grey jeans. He is holding his hands up with his thumbs up. There are red and yellow flowers, green bushes, and green grass behind him in the garden. He is stood on grey paving with grey and light brown gravel. Headline: Emerick's story. Also in this issue: Ian's story, page 6. Important news, page 11. Can you spot the strawberries? Enter the competition on page 8. Page 2. Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and the tenant annual review. Image: Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a blue jumper and shirt. Les shares his introduction to the spring edition of your news. Our front cover star, Emerick, has been busy painting with the new build maintenance team. Emerick enjoyed spending time with Anthony, James, and Aaron, and learning how to paint. You can read more about it on page 3. We recently spoke to our tenant, Ian, about how he has been supported with his communication skills, how to interact with others, and how to develop cooking skills. You can read more about it on page 6. We have shared important news for RWP tenants. Progress Housing Association will become the legal landlord for all Reside Housing Association tenants. We would like to make this change from April 2026. Read about this change and what it means on page 11. On pages 12 and 13, you can read all about our customer promises. They tell you how we improve our services and keep your home safe and well maintained. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. Image: A strawberry. Virtual Hub update. Our virtual hub group met in May, and we spoke about getting involved as a tenant. We asked our tenant David questions about getting involved at RWP, what he has enjoyed working on recently, and if there have been any barriers. David shared that he enjoys taking part in events like the cultural and community event in Leyland and likes the chance to make a difference. What happens at the Virtual Hub Group? The Virtual Hub Group is your chance to meet other people who live in our homes and have a chat. You can have your say on anything. The meetings last an hour. Future meetings: Tuesday, the 29th of July, 1 p.m. Meeting ID: 360,568,067,772. 6 passcode: WK9BM2WH. Tuesday, the 9th of September, 1 p.m. Meeting ID: 379,473,922,818. 0 passcode: YK9-2PH. Some of our tenants have told us that it makes it easier to join Teams meetings with a link to click, rather than the meeting ID and password. This can be sent out before every meeting to anyone who would like to join. If you need help with joining a meeting on Microsoft Teams, please ask your support worker or contact the customer voice team on 0333320455 or send an email to community@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 3. Image: Operative from New Build Maintenance. Aaron, James, Anthony, and Tenant Emerick. Aaron, James, Anthony are all smiling and wearing black t-shirts. James is holding up his arm and holding his thumb up. Emerick is wearing a high visibility vest, hard hat, and goggles, and he is smiling. Emerick learns how to paint. Our tenant Emerick, who lives in one of our supported living homes in Surrey, helped our contractor New Build Maintenance with painting. He watched the team's work, learned how to paint, and enjoyed helping to paint his home. New Build Maintenance has recently been fitting a new shower room and kitchen and carrying out some decorating at Emerick's home. The operatives carrying out the work supported Emerick to get involved, learn new skills, and help to brighten his home. Learning how to paint. The operatives Anthony, James, and Aaron said, Emerick was very interested in what we were doing in his home, and he asked to help the team. The team guided Emmerich through what he needed to do to paint walls, and when they offered him the chance to help paint a wall, he was very keen. The team made sure he was wearing personal protective equipment to keep him safe during the work. They said, "Emmerich is a nice man and was a great help. Working together. Now that he knows the operatives and trusts them, he has allowed them to move some of his things. This is a big step, as this was one of the reasons that he was going to move into temporary accommodation, and it means he feels safe and confident with them." Image: Emmerich is stood inside his home. He is wearing personal protective clothing, a hard hat, goggles, a high visibility vest. He is wearing a grey jumper and grey jeans. He is smiling, holding one hand up and thumb up, and a paint roller in his other hand. The hand roller is on the wall with white paint. Will, support manager at Achieve Together, was pleased that new build maintenance let Emmerich join in with the work. He said, "It was lovely for them to have involved Emmerich for the 2 days that he was here before going away. They are a group of brilliant lads. It was nice to see." Page 4. My new hobby. Image: a sunflower that is made from colored paper. It has yellow petals, a black center, green leaves, brown soil. Our tenant James, who lives in one of our supported living homes in Warwickshire, enjoys crafts. He attends weekly craft sessions at a local crafts hub. In these craft sessions, I learned how to do quilling. I rolled narrow strips of paper and placed them into a template made of plastic, before gluing it onto card or paper. Quilling is now my hobby, and as you can see, I have become very good at it and created the sunflower in the photo at home, says James. Page 5. David's quiz. Our tenant David enjoys a good brain teaser and has put together 6 questions on presidents, TV shows, and sports stars. How many can you get right? 1. What small flat tool is used by stringed instrument players to pluck or strum while they're playing? 2. Which married couple created the sci-fi TV series Thunderbirds, Captain Scarlet and the Mistrans, and Stingray? 3. Who succeeded Jimmy Carter as U.S. president in the 1980 U.S. presidential election? 4. Which famous road bridge links the Houses of Parliament to the London Borough of Lambeth? 5. In the UK, we call it a curriculum vitae or CV. What is it called in America? 6. In Thunderbirds, who was the pilot of Thunderbird 2? 7. Which former Charlton Athletic and Newcastle United player was the manager of Fulham FC from 2019 to 2021? Answers: 1. A plectrum. 2. Jerry and Amp, Sylvia Anderson. 3. Ronald Reagan. 4. Westminster Bridge. 5. A resume. 6. Virgil Tracy. 7. Scott Parker. Image: a strawberry. Page 5. Image: an electrician is holding a smoke alarm in one hand and a screwdriver in the other hand. The screwdriver is on the smoke alarm. He is wearing a blue t-shirt. It is important to know how to reduce the risk of a fire in your home. Here are some top tips. Image: doors closing. Close doors. Keep fire doors and inside doors closed at night, as they will be able to hold back flames, heat and smoke, and stop a fire from spreading. Image: smoke alarm. Smoke alarms: we will service all smoke detectors annually and change batteries when required. If the battery fails or the detector loses power, it should give out a high, 1, pitched beeping noise to alert you. If you hear this noise, please let us know as soon as possible. Image: exit. Clear exits help to keep your communal areas tidy and exits clear, so you can leave your home quickly and safely. Image: cooking hobs. Cooking: always stay in the kitchen while you are cooking. Be careful if you are cooking with oil, as it can get very hot. Image: a toaster with bread in it. Appliances: turn off and unplug electrical appliances unless they need to be left on to work, like your freezer. If you notice any faults with household appliances, please let us know as soon as possible. Image: a strawberry. Health and safety checks: your housing officer will visit your home at least twice a year. they will carry out health and safety checks, which include checking for any potential fire hazards or risk. If you have any concerns about fire risk at your home, please contact your housing officer. You can check our list of housing officers here, www.residewithprogress.org.uk/support-left-1-right-providers-hub/our-supported-living-housing-offices. Page 6. Image, Samantha, Ian, Cheryl are sat left to right on a blue sofa. They are all smiling. Samantha is wearing glasses and a black top and jeans. Ian is wearing a blue t-shirt, black trousers, and blue coat. Cheryl is wearing a grey dress, glasses, and black cardigan. Meet Ian. Ian lives in one of our supported living homes in Nottingham. He shares his home with Gareth, Lisa, and Karen, and his family lives nearby in Nottingham. Ian tells us that he is excited to be moving on to a new home and how housing officer Cheryl has supported him over the years. She has helped him with his communication skills and getting to know people in the local community. Support manager Samantha and Cheryl have worked with Ian to help him with the do's and don'ts when talking and interacting with others. Becoming independent. Ian has achieved a fantastic milestone and stopped drinking. He is also able to manage his medication, and he feels more independent. I'm not drinking alcohol anymore, says Ian. Cheryl says, you have got your life skills, and we are really proud of you. We do our best to enable you to live your best life. Looking ahead. Ian is looking forward to cooking in his new home, as support staff from Edam Futures have helped him to develop cooking skills. He is proud of his new skills, including cooking a roast and making a cup of tea. Ian thanks Cheryl for her support and welcomes her to visit him in his new home. You are welcome to come and see me, Ian says. Ian has started to make purchases for his new home, like kitchen items. I have trays I bought off Amazon. I have knives in the kitchen cupboard, and I got some black and white knives with a green stripe on. I have a fork and a spoon. I need to get a teaspoon, says Ian. Image, a strawberry. Page 7. You said, we did. Caretaker support in large supported living schemes. We made a promise to you that our caretakers would provide more support in large supported living schemes. Caretaker Stephen. Image, caretaker Stephen is stood in front of brick wall. He is smiling and is wearing a blue shirt, black trousers, and a badge with the RWP logo. Stephen provides support at our large supported living schemes in Leicester. He tells us about helping with repairs, making tenants' homes safe, and keeping gardens tidy and clean. Image, a paint roller. Redecorating. I have redecorated a flat at one of the supported living schemes, putting up wallpaper on one wall and repainting the rest of the room. Image, a fence. Garden maintenance. I have cleared a full fence of ivy, and over 100 sacks were filled and disposed of to get the fence repaired and made safe for the tenants. Image, a chest of drawers. Furniture support. I have put up several wardrobes, a table and chairs and chest of drawers for the tenants at two supported living schemes. Image, a screwdriver and wrench. Repairs and furnishings. Tenants who live in one flat ask me to hang pictures, put mirrors up, take a cabinet down, and put a cabinet up. At another flat, I repaired a TV cabinet and cleaned the filters in the tenant's tumble dryer as it was not working. Image, oven and worktop. Kitchen. In the kitchen of the supported living home where our tenant Paul lives, I painted the wall, took apart the radiator cover, and cleaned between all the radiator fans to make it more efficient. Image, a bath. Bathroom. I removed the old cabinet from the bathroom for tenants Andrew, Jeremy, and Lee, and I painted the wall, and replaced the cabinet with a mirror. Also, I painted the ceiling in the bathroom shower area, removing mold and flakes of paint. Image, a man holding a hose that has water coming out of it. Jet washing, I jet washed slabs outside for one job which were slippery when wet. This made them dangerous for tenants as they still use the outdoor area in the winter. Image, a bedroom. It has a bed with red tartan bedding and there is a wall with blue and green wallpaper. Image, a garden with paving slabs that are clean. Some paving slabs are wet and others are dry. The dry paving is brown. There are green bushes and trees with green leaves. Page 8. Competitions. Spot the strawberries competition. Image, a strawberry. How many strawberries can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 7th of August 2025. Write the number of strawberries you've spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw and you could win a £10 voucher. Winners from the last issue. Image, a gold trophy. The winners of the Count the Tulips prize draw is Gillian from Long Newton. The winner of the Spot the Difference is Daniel from Bramcote. Congratulations on each winning a £10 voucher. Winner of the social media survey draw is Susan from Norwich. Page 9. Image, a man is at his desk and typing on his keyboard. He is looking at a computer screen. He is wearing a white t-shirt and blue shirt. Staying safe on social media. Social media is a great way to stay in touch with your friends and family. It is important to know how to keep safe when you are using social media. Sharing information on social media. When you set up a social media account, like Facebook, you will be asked to put information in your profile. Things like your name, your age, the town you live in, and a photo of yourself. Top tips on setting up your profile. Image, a laptop screen with the shape of a person and three dots on the screen. Only write a small amount about yourself when you set up your profile. Image, a lock. Check your privacy settings. You can set your account as private so only friends you accept can see your account. Image, shape of a person with lines of writing. Think about what you want to share on your profile, like information about you and photos. Image, a speech bubble with lines of writing and a smiling face. You could ask someone who you trust, like a family member or support worker, to help you write your profile. Top tips on setting up your password. Image, shape of a person and asterisks. When you are choosing your password, do not use your date of birth or where you live in your password as they will be easy to guess. Image, lips with one finger pressed on the top of the lips. Do not share your password with anyone and keep it safe. Tips on sharing messages and photos. Image, pen and paper with writing. Think about what you write on social media platforms, like Facebook, before sharing them. You could ask someone what they think before you send it. Friends on social media. Image, if you are not sure who to trust on social media, like Facebook, ask a friend or family member to help you look at people's profiles before you say yes to the friend's invite. Page 10. Image, the tenant committee all stand together for a photo, and everyone is smiling. Your tenant committee. Over the past few months, your tenant committee has met to talk about different topics, like meeting behavior, difficult words, and repairs updates. What is the tenant committee? The tenant committee is a group of people who meet to review feedback on our services as a landlord. They help us do better and make sure people are happy in their homes. Your tenant representatives are Simon, David, Fiona, and John. Good meeting behavior. The tenant committee has talked about how to take part in a good meeting. The members were presented with a Holding Good Meetings poster in a recent meeting. This lists the good meeting behaviors that everyone agreed on at a tenant committee meeting last year. Difficult words. In a recent meeting, the group looked at the term stock summary, which is an example of a difficult term. We call this a jargon. Stock is a term that means the properties owned or managed by RWP. Everyone at the meeting agreed that we would avoid using jargon where we can. Repairs update. Tenant committee members have been involved with the recruitment of new repair contractors. The group have been presented with a summary of the suggestions made for an improved repairs service in a previous meeting, and heard how this feedback will help when choosing new contractors. Updates on when interviews will take place have been shared with the tenant committee members. Future meeting dates and topics. Image, a calendar. The 14th of July. The 17th of November. The 16th of February 2026. Page 11. Important news if you are an RWP Reside Housing Association tenant. What is the news? Reside Housing Association joined Progress Housing Group in 2021. As one organization, we decided to call ourselves RWP. This meant that we could provide the same services to all our tenants but have just one name. We would like to ask you what you think about changes that would improve how we work as one organization. What does this mean? Although we changed our name to RWP, Reside Housing Association or Progress Housing Association is still the legal name of your landlord. This means that although you will know us as RWP, the tenancy agreement you have with us is either signed with Progress Housing Association Limited or Reside Housing Association Limited. Which one it is depends on which of our companies owns or manages your home. Having two different companies can cause some confusion, not only for our tenants, but also partners we work with, such as local authorities and housing benefit departments. What are we planning to do? In April 2026, we would like to move all of Reside Housing Association's property and contracts to Progress Housing Association Limited. This means that from that date Progress Housing Association will become the legal landlord for all Reside Housing Association tenants. What will this mean for you if it happens? If you live in a property owned or managed by Progress Housing Association, there is no impact at all on you. If you live in a property owned or managed by Reside Housing Association Limited, it means that from April 2026, your property will transfer to Progress Housing Association Limited. While your home, services, and support provider will remain the same, the landlord listed on tenancy agreements will change from Reside Housing Association to Progress Housing Association. However, we will still be known as RWP. There will be very little change if the transfer goes ahead. I am a Reside Housing Association tenant, what should I do? There is no need to do anything. You can carry on living in your home exactly as you do now. Importantly, there will be no change to your homes or services. You will still contact RWP in the same way as you do now, and all staff or visitors will still carry identification. The only thing that will change from April 2026 is that your landlord will change to Progress Housing Association Limited. However, we will still be known as RWP. What happens next? Next month, we will write to you to ask you what you think about this proposed change. We will give you the chance to ask any questions and we will give you more information. Questions. If you have any questions or need help, you can email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Call 0333 320 2675. Ask your support worker or a family member to contact RWP on your behalf. You can also contact us if you need information in a different format such as EasyRed. Page 12. Image, a building, trees, an RWP van. A building with a wheelchair ramp, a man is going up the ramp sat in his wheelchair, a van with RWP logo, green trees. A man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is fixing a broken fence. A woman wearing a blue shirt and trousers is watering plants. A man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is trimming a hedge. Our customer promises. We would like to introduce your new customer promises. We spoke to you, our tenants, about what matters the most to you that we get right as your landlord. Your new customer promises are, resolve issues, adapt our service, make it easy, and proactive communication. Resolve issues. Image. We promise we will always try to resolve issues you raise with us to your satisfaction. Image, a house with an unhappy face. 100% of complaints answered in time. Image, thumbs up. 61.1% of tenants who believe their query was resolved today. Image, a speech bubble with lines of writing and a smiling face. Adapt our service. We promise to adapt to you where possible to deliver a supportive service, which treats you fairly and takes into account your individual needs. Image, a hand holding a heart symbol. We promise to adapt to you where possible to deliver a supportive service, which treats you fairly and takes into account your individual needs. Image, four hands in hand shake in a square shape. 77% of tenants who feel treated fairly and with respect. Image, a semicircle with shapes of heads and shoulders at the top. 65% of equality and diversity data held about tenants. Page 13. Make it easy. Image, hand holding a house symbol. The house has a parentage symbol on it inside a circle. We promise to make it easy for you in all aspects of our service delivery. Image, a handshake and a house behind it. 76% of overall satisfaction with landlord. Image, a house with a spanner in front of it. 80% of satisfaction with repairs service. Proactive communication. Image, two speech bubbles. We promise to be proactive in all our communication. We will be patient, genuine, approachable, and manage expectations. We will say what we will do and by when. Image, two hands, one is either side of a speech bubble. 61% of tenants who feel we listen to their views and act upon them. Image, a telephone and a speech bubble. We will soon be sharing the number of calls that could have been avoided if resolved first time. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress.com/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 113 000 or email info@housing-ombudsman.org.uk. Image, a strawberry. If you would like to read more about how well we are doing compared to other housing associations in the UK, visit our website at residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us. Page 14. Support staff update. Image, graphic of newspaper with the word, news, on it. Welcome to Support Staff News. A section dedicated to everyone involved in our tenants' care and support. Here we will share with you tips, guidance, and information to help keep our homes safe for our tenants. Working in partnership with you is important to us. If you have any queries or suggestions for what you would like us to cover, please get in touch. You can call us on 0333320265 or drop us an email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Image, a woman is sat at a desk and is holding a phone to her ear. She is wearing a brown blazer and white top, and there is a computer screen on the desk. Reporting a repair. We hope this guidance on the process of reporting repairs is useful. This process is for properties where we have responsibility for carrying out the repairs service. In some properties, we are not responsible for repairs as it is done by the organization that owns the building. Please report any repairs as soon as you can to RWP, if we are responsible. How to report a repair? If you need to report a non-emergency repair, visit our website at www.residewithprogress.org.uk and complete the repair reporting form. Use live chat, just click on the box on our website. Send an email to rwprepairs@progressgroup.org.uk. Call 0333320265, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. To report an emergency repair, call 0333320265 at any time. For out-of-hours emergency repairs, call 0333320265 and our out-of-hours service will help you. Information you will need to supply. When you call our customer contact center, you will be asked for the following information. Your name. The property address. A telephone number. As much information about the repair as possible. When access will be available at the property. What you need to know. Keep a log of all the repairs that you report. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. If the tenant, or you on behalf of the tenant, says a repair is an emergency when it is not, then the tenant, or the support provider, will be charged the full cost of the repair. A handy checklist. When you need to report repairs for particular fixtures or equipment, it is important to know where it is located. Make a record of your fixtures, such as electric fuse box, make and location of boiler, electricity mains trip switch, mains water stopcock, gas mains stop tap. Keep a record of appliances, such as make and model of oven, make and model of fridge and freezer, make and model of washing machine. Image, a strawberry. Target times for completing repairs. We aim to complete repairs within 3 target times. Emergency repairs, make safe within 24 hours. Urgent repairs, complete within 5 working days. Non-urgent repairs, complete within 20 working days. Risk assessment for repairs. Sometimes there may be unavoidable delays for repairs. If this is the case for specialist equipment, we will ask you to carry out a risk assessment. This should cover a course of action for bathing, where specialist bathing equipment is not working, heating, laundry, flood from a neighboring property. Need help? If you have any queries or if you would like support with reporting a repair, please contact the dedicated housing officer. Page 16. You can get other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Opening hours. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone 0333320275. Website www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs. To report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office. Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac Tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. Lilac News, separate insert. Summer 2025. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes. Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. Page 1. Image, tenant private mixing bread dough in a bowl. He is sat at a table in a kitchen and is holding a spoon in a bowl with bread dough. He is wearing a green jumper. There is a sink behind him. Cook and eat. Tenants private, Danny, Sam, and Nuno enjoyed a full day of cooking and eating at one of our supported living homes in Leeds. On the menu was lentil and tomato soup, homemade bread, and carrot cake. Everyone joined in, we talked, laughed, and shared stories whilst patiently waiting for the delicious food to cook and bake. Private, Danny and Nuno made their own bread dough. The scent of freshly baked bread brought many visitors to the kitchen. Luckily, there was plenty to go around. Private is a keen cook and took charge of the soup. Nuno was happy to get involved with some cooking as it has been a little while since he has cooked. He followed the recipe for the carrot cake, step by step. Everyone agreed that it was delicious. He's hoping to do some more cooking again soon. Image: Nuno and Danny with their baked bread. They are both smiling. Nuno is wearing a grey hoodie and Danny is wearing a cream t-shirt. There is a wooden cupboard behind them. Danny said that cooking isn't really his thing at the start of the cooking day. He enjoyed spending time with everyone during the day and making the day fun for everyone with his great sense of humor. Homegrown fruit and vegetables. Local charity, Incredible Edible, has donated lots of fruit and vegetables to our tenants, like strawberries, tomatoes, chilies, and beans. Hopefully, we can use some of the donated fruit and vegetables in our future recipes. Watch this space as there will be more cook and eat sessions organized throughout the year. Image: baked bread on a white plate. Page 2. Repairs for Lilac tenants in Leeds. Morgan Sindall Property Services. Morgan Sindall is the company which carries out repairs at Lilac properties in Leeds. Here are some handy tips when you report repairs and the different kinds of repairs you might need. When to report your repair. Emergency repairs can be reported to Morgan Sindall out of hours. This means Monday to Friday, between 5 p.m. and 8 a.m, as well as weekends and bank holidays. All other repairs should be reported during normal working hours, Monday to Friday, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. How to report your repair. Please call 03452416041 and press option 1 for repairs. You will be asked to give your name, address, and contact telephone number. The operator will need as much information about the repair as possible and to know when Morgan Sindall will be able to visit your property. What kind of repair do I need? If you're not sure what kind of repair you need to report, here is a reminder. Image: broken glass. Emergency repair. An emergency repair is when something needs fixing in your home to keep you safe. An example of an emergency repair is if your home is not secure, such as a broken front door lock or window. Morgan Sindall will make this safe within 24 hours. Urgent repair. Image: broken washing machine. An urgent repair is when something needs fixing that you need to use every day. An example of an urgent repair is if your washing machine isn't working properly. Morgan Sindall will fix this type of repair. Non-urgent repairs. Image: tap with water dripping from it. A non-urgent repair is when something needs fixing, but your home is still safe to live in. An example of a non-urgent repair is a dripping tap. Morgan Sindall will fix this type of repair within 28 working days. End of your news, summer 2025.